Welcome to Grace in the Shadows. This is Dr. Marla Beeler and
Dr. J.
Dr. Jonathan Beeler. Hello, everybody. We want to give a quick shout out to St. John's, Florida.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, looks like a really, really pretty place to visit.
Absolutely.
It's right there on the beach and everything.
Nice.
You can check us out at graceintheshadows.org. You can text or call 251-244-4645, or you can email us at drjonathan@graceintheshadows.org.
Did you hear about the cat that ate a lemon?
No, I did not.
Now it's a sourpuss.
Oh, wow. Okay.
What do you call a happy cowboy?
I don't know.
A jolly rancher.
No, that was kind of funny.
Of course.
Okay.
They're all funny.
Oh, no, they're not. All right. Well, today when we are recording this, it is April the 12th, 2024. And let's see, the polio vaccine of Dr. Jonas Salk was called safe, effective, and potent on this day in 1955. Yes. In 1981, the first space shuttle Columbia took its first test flight.
Sweet.
And let's see, in 1983, Harold Washington was elected Chicago's first African-American mayor.
Nice.
That's awesome.
Okay.
All right. So what are we talking about today?
In the New Testament of the Bible, there are several instances Jesus is depicted and reveals himself as God.
Okay.
Some people don't get that, like our friend the Jehovah's Witnesses and some others out there.
Unfortunately.
Going to kind of take the view, a look today of when Jesus said, I am.
Okay.
Not just I am, but I am.
I am.
Go ahead
all
and
capitals.
Read yes. Exodus 3:14, if you would.
Exodus 3:14?
Mm-hmm.
All right. I'm getting it.
And as you're searching for that,
okay.
You know, there's several statements in John's gospel
mm-hmm.
of Jesus using I am to identify as Yahweh.
Correct.
Go ahead and read that.
God said to Moses, I am who I am. This is what you are to say to the Israelites. I am has sent me to you.
So in the context here, old Moses is up mm-hmm. in years.
Yes,
maybe
he is.
Close to the 80s.
Mm-hmm.
And he's up there. It gives us hope, us older people.
We're not that,
not that old, but you know.
Oh, my word.
But he's up there tending sheep. And out of nowhere, he sees a bush burning. And it's not burning up.
Right.
So he goes down there and he says, remove your sandals, for this is holy ground.
Right.
And finally, he tells Moses all the things that he needs to do. He needs to go to Pharaoh
mm-hmm.
and needs to tell them to let my people go.
Right.
And he says, so who should I say that you are?
Yeah.
And Yahweh
mm-hmm.
says, I am who I am.
I am who I am.
Now, in Judaism, I am is unquestionably. Undeniably
yes.
understood as the name for God.
Right.
And Jesus makes this claim that he is also Yahweh,
yes.
the very person that was in that bush.
Yes, yes.
Go ahead. The first one in John's gospel specifically
okay.
is I am the bread of life. John 6, 35, 41, 48, and 51.
Okay. So I'm just going to go to John 6.
That might be wise.
All right.
That might be prudent.
Thank you. So 6:35 first.
Yes.
Then Jesus declared, I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never go hungry, and whoever believes in me will never be thirsty. And then
41?
41. At this, the Jews there began to grumble about him because he said, I am the bread of life that came down from heaven.
48.
48.
Bingo. Go ahead. Just kidding. Go ahead.
Okay. I am the bread of life.
51.
51. I am the living bread that came down from heaven. Whoever eats this bread will live forever. This bread is my flesh, which I will give for the life of the world.
So Jesus establishes here a pattern that continues throughout John's gospel.
Yes.
And Jesus makes a statement about who he is,
mm-hmm.
and he backs it up with something he did or does.
Right.
And in this case, he says, I am ego eimi.
Mm-hmm.
Not just, you know, are you here today in class? I am. No, he's saying, this is my name.
Right.
Ego eimi in Greek. And he is saying that I am the bread of life.
Mm-hmm.
And he says this right after the feeding of the 5,000, which really was 15,000 or more.
Right.
Because they didn't count women and children. They only counted men.
That's right.
So basically, Jesus is telling them that there is something greater than the food we eat.
Correct.
And then he goes back to Moses and how he fed the people that were in the wilderness with manna, the bread coming out of heaven.
Yes.
And he says, here's the bread that came down of heaven. I'm the one who made that, and I am that bread.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so basically, he's pointing them to himself, and he's declaring himself to be God, the originator.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Amen. Love it.
The second I am statement, ego eimi, is in John, is John 8, 12, 9, John 8, 12.
Okay. John 8, 12. When Jesus spoke again to the people, he said, I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life.
So he says, I am who I am. I'm Yahweh.
Right.
The light of the world.
Mm-hmm.
This is the second of Jesus's I am statements in John's gospel.
Yes.
And he comes right before he heals a blind man.
Right.
So Jesus not only says he is the light, he proves it.
He does.
He doesn't just make the statement. He backs it up with action.
Correct.
And his words and actions echo Genesis 1:3, when God said, let there be light, and there was light.
Yes.
And Jesus is the light of the world.
Amen.
And he's the word of God and the Logos in John 1:1.
Yes, he is.
And so when he says he's the light of the world, he's also the creator. He's Yahweh.
Absolutely.
Yeah. The third one, the I am statements that Jesus declares himself God. There's lots of examples of Jesus declaring himself God.
Yes.
But today we're looking at I ams.
I love it.
Yeah. I am the door.
Okay.
John 10, 7 and verse 9.
Okay. John 10, 7 and 9. Therefore, Jesus said again, very truly, I tell you, I am the gate for the sheep. I am the gate. Whoever enters through me will be saved. They will come in and go out and find pasture.
So Jesus is declaring himself here the way.
Mm-hmm.
He's declaring himself here the only way.
The only way.
In this context, he's talking about how some people will hear false sheep, false shepherds that will lead them to destruction.
Right.
Or they will try to climb out or in the wrong way.
Right.
That only a thief and a robber use.
Mm-hmm.
But Jesus says, I am, he's stating and emphasizing, no one can enter the kingdom of heaven and to any other means than by Jesus himself.
That's right.
Yeah. The fourth I am statement that John declares is John 10, 11.
Okay.
And verse 14 is the good shepherd. I am the good shepherd.
All right. You want to read 11 through 14 or just 11 and 14?
11 through 14 is fine.
Okay. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. The hired hand is not the shepherd and does not own the sheep. So when he sees the wolf coming, he abandons the sheep and runs away. Then the wolf attacks the flock and scatters it. The man runs away because he is a hired hand and cares nothing for the sheep. I am the good shepherd. I know my sheep and my sheep know me.
Yeah.
Love it.
He's the good shepherd because he leads them to the way.
Yes.
He leads them to eternity.
Mm-hmm.
He leads them safe.
Yes.
And once again, he's saying, I am Yahweh, the good shepherd.
Yes.
And he's probably taking the shepherd from Psalm 23:1, which actually David took.
Right.
Declaring Jesus. That he is that shepherd. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want.
Yes.
One of our favorite funeral chapters in the Psalms.
Right.
But really it's for the living.
Yes, it is. It is. Yeah.
And so the shepherd is the one that protects his flock. He, even to the point of death, he makes sure they're nourished and fed and he guides them.
Right.
And this is none other than the Lord Jesus Christ, the Lord is my shepherd, the I am
Amen.
The shepherd.
Amen.
Yeah. Go ahead and read the fifth one, which is I am the resurrection and the life, John 11:25.
Okay. John 11:25. Jesus said to her, I am the resurrection and the life. The one who believes in me will live even though they die.
Yeah, once again, he's declaring himself Yahweh.
Mm-hmm.
And he's declaring himself God.
Amen.
And so he says, I am that I am statement. He stated,
mm-hmm.
Do you remember where he stated that? Prior to the, raising Lazarus from the dead.
Yes, yes, yes.
You know, he claimed they came to get him and his disciples.
Mm-hmm.
And they told him that Lazarus was sick and they were miles away from Bethany.
Yeah.
And Jesus waited and his disciples were like, why are we waiting? He's mm-hmm. going to die. You know?
That's right.
And Jesus waited purposefully for 4 days.
Right.
Because the Jews had this tradition that after the death, the spirit, the soul would be hovering.
Yes.
And he wanted to make sure that they knew he was dead.
Right.
So he went there and you know, he wept because
mm-hmm.
he wept about the power of death, the stench mm-hmm. of death,
what it does
to people.
Yep.
And then he declares, you know, I think it was Mary says, yeah, this will be during the resurrection.
Mm-hmm.
He says, no, I am the resurrection.
That's right.
I am the way, the truth, and the life. There is no other way.
Absolutely.
And so this was, he's stating here, I am God, and that we know from Revelation 1:18
mm-hmm.
that Jesus substantiated it with action because he holds the keys
right.
of death and the grave.
Yes.
And in raising Lazarus from the dead, he showed how he can fulfill Yahweh's promise to ancient Israel.
That's right.
In Isaiah 26:19, you know, it says, God's dead shall live, their body shall raise.
Mm-hmm.
And apart from Jesus, there is neither resurrection nor eternal life.
That's right.
So if he wasn't God, we would be without hope because he lied.
Yeah, right. And he does not lie. No.
Because he's truth.
Absolutely.
I'm talking about truth. That gets into the sixth I am.
Okay.
John 14:6.
Okay. John 14. Hold on. Give me just a second. 6. All right. All right. Okay. Here we go. John 14:6. Jesus answered, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. Yeah, this is interesting because I know that he said mm-hmm. I am a lot, but looking at all the different mm-hmm. I ams, this is really cool. I like this.
Yeah, he wasn't bashful.
No.
And if people, you know, even our Jehovah Witness friends or Mormon friends, whatever.
Right, right.
You could just take them to this chapter, even in their false gospel, false Bibles.
Correct.
And it says that the Pharisees wanted to kill Jesus because he made himself equal with God.
Right.
And it's almost, you can show them that,
mm-hmm.
and it's almost like they have blinders on. They don't see right. that. Yeah. The enemies of Christ affirmed what he said.
Mm-hmm.
That's the reason they crucified him, because he said he was God.
Right. Absolutely. Yeah.
So he says, I am the way, the truth, and life, you know, Yahweh. And, you know, this is declaring that among the many ways that the world gives us a salvation or a false, empty hope, that Jesus gives us the truth. We know from Psalm 119, verse 160,
mm-hmm.
it says that the very essence of God, the word is truth. Thy word is truth. It is a lamp unto our feet. And he proclaims the truth by confirming his identity as the word of God,
mm-hmm.
the eternal logos.
Yes.
And so Jesus alone is the source of life. Jesus alone is the absolute truth.
Right.
And he's the creator, sustainer of life, and the giver of eternity.
Amen.
Eternal life.
Yes.
The seventh, and there'll be a couple more bonuses after this.
Okay.
is John 15:1-5.
Love it. John 15:1-5.
Yeah.
I am the true vine and my Father is the gardener. I am the vine. You are the branches. If you remain in me and I in you, you will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing.
I am the true vine.
Yes.
You know, Jesus used food a lot.
He did.
Used
objects
because yeah. they were object lessons.
Yeah, absolutely.
People were farmers. People
right.
were involved in horticulture.
Mm-hmm.
And people still are. People still eat.
Yeah.
So when we look at plants or we look at food, mm-hmm. we can associate with Jesus.
Absolutely.
And here he's declaring himself the true vine. In this metaphor, mm-hmm. I am statement,
right.
The Gospel of John is talking about the sustaining power of Christ.
Yes.
You know, we are the branches. He is the vine. Just as the branch cannot bear fruit unless it's joined in the vital union mm-hmm. with the vine.
Right.
Only those who are joined to Christ receive power from him to produce fruit in the Christian life, Christian walk.
Yes.
And so, yeah, this is pretty cool. The Jews knew he was declaring himself to be God.
I love it.
But there are two more, too.
Yeah.
In John.
Okay.
They usually say seven, but there's nine.
Oh.
And there may even be more. Who knows?
Okay.
You know, in John 8:58, read that one, if you would. John 8:58.
John 8:58. Let's do this.
I'll give you a little background. He says that Abraham, you know, was excited to see this day.
Yes.
And they're saying, you're not yet 40 years old. And you know, the Pharisees started mocking Jesus.
Right.
And Jesus says this when you're ready.
Okay. I'm ready. It was verse what now?
Chapter 8:58.
50. Okay. I lost the verse. Very truly, I tell you, Jesus answered, before Abraham was born, I am.
So, and then they say, it says down there that they were going to kill him, stone him, because right. he made himself equal with God. Once mm-hmm. again.
Yep.
And so Jesus was saying here that, I was before Abraham.
Right.
You know, I am Yahweh. Mm-hmm. I am who I am.
Yep.
And the second instance here, bonus, mm-hmm. is when he's in the Garden of Gethsemane.
Oh, yes.
This is really good. The mob came to arrest Jesus. They asked him who they sought. They said Jesus of Nazareth. And Jesus mm-hmm. replied, John 18:4-8.
Okay. John 18.
Or 4-5.
John 18:4-5?
Yep.
Okay. Jesus, knowing all that was going to happen to him, went out and asked them, who is it you want? Jesus of Nazareth, they replied. I am he, Jesus said. And Judas the traitor was standing there with them.
And in verse 6, go ahead and read that too.
And when Jesus said, I am he, they drew back and fell to the ground.
Yeah. So this is, once again, I am he. And that, mm-hmm. and in the original language, this isn't just like, are you present today in class? I am. No, this is saying I'm Yahweh.
Right.
You have to understand the original language and you have to understand the culture.
Right.
And when he said this, they fell backwards.
Mm-hmm.
Believers, you will see in Revelation, and they will fall forward.
Right.
But these unbelievers that were coming to arrest him fell backwards.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe that was because they were unbelievers. And it was also to tell them, who are you here for?
Right.
You're not here for the disciples. You're here for me.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So as we see this, you know, Jesus demonstrated his own power over his foes and declared himself to be Yahweh. And we'll hopefully get to a couple more next week.
Okay.
On, you know, Jesus's power with miracles.
Right.
Jesus's authority to forgive sin.
Yes.
Jesus's authority over death.
Right.
And so, this is one of many.
Absolutely.
And I think you got anything you want to add here?
No, I love it because, you know, seeing the power of Jesus and seeing the different mm-hmm. ways he approached telling people about himself, you know, bread, and then, you know, that'll sustain us. And then the door, what we can go through, you know, just really thinking through the various ways that he is our savior, the various ways he ministers to us. He ministers to us physically. He takes care of our physical needs. He ministers to us by giving us a place of refuge mm-hmm. to go to. The one that's there when the enemy attacks. I mean, just so much about him and how he protects and cares for us is just, I love it.
And even when they called him Lord.
Right.
90% of the time they called him Lord.
Yeah.
It meant God.
Absolutely.
So, yeah, I mean, there's many, many examples. You just have to be blind not to see it.
Definitely.
But this is mm-hmm. you know, because he is I am.
Right.
Because he is Yahweh. We know Jesus can take our mess, turn it into a message, for his glory, for your good.
All right. Thanks for listening, everybody. Have a great day. Goodbye.